Time now for our next category, and it's the second of our special John Whitney Awards.
Once again, this is supported and sponsored by the Radio Academy. It's open to anyone working in hospital radio, whether they are part of the presentation team, engineering or fundraising, or a very important hospital visitor.
So the award will be made to the man or woman who has made an outstanding contribution to hospital radio over a long period of years. The terms of reference are intentionally broad in order to encompass all possible worthy recipients from whatever area of radio, as Carol was saying. They may have worked for a single station or a group of stations, but must have, beyond doubt, made a strong and lasting impact.
We were hoping to have John Bradford from the Radio Academy here tonight, but unfortunately he's hurt his back, so he's unable to make it. We wish him all the best and thank him for his continued support.
And hopefully maybe he'll be back next year. But in place of John Bradford, my great pleasure to welcome on stage a member of the Northeast Council of the Radio Academy. At least that's his posh title. We use other names for him. Dave Nicholson.
You can't get this stuff.
John, unfortunately, has hurt his back this week, and he rang me yesterday to apologise for not being able to get up to Blackpool. And he's emailed me a message which he wants me to read to you today. It says, "Dear all, let me start by giving my apologies for not being with you. Not that I would wish the pain of a slipped disc on anyone else. A lot of people asked me, after last year's awards in Belfast, how you stand a chance of winning the John Whitney Award. The simple answer is to echo the ideals of the man himself. Years of great public service, coupled with a great sense of style, and yet never asking for any recognition whatsoever. For those who don't know him, John is a true pioneer of our business, having brought the likes of the Duchess of Duke Street to our televisions. He launched Capital Radio in London and went on to lead the Broadcasting Authority. He did everything with style, enthusiasm, and absolute commitment. This award in his name is designed to recognize someone who has given selflessly to the cause of hospital broadcasting over a long period of years. The award also recognizes that great hospital radio is a team effort, and any winner will almost certainly be a team player, not necessarily in the front line either. It is often those people who quietly keep the show on the road with their technical skill, fundraising persistence, or sheer charm that are the vital plus factor to a successful station. One drawback to winning this award is that you cannot nominate yourself, but it is unlikely that you have the necessary commitment to win this award if you are the only person who thinks you've got it. Secondly, in each year, there are many entries, but only one winner. If you think you know of a worthy recipient, then you may have to nominate them several times over before they come to the top of the pack, because we all know that hospital radio is full of talented and committed people who simply want to perform at their best. I started by saying that to win, it was necessary to display the characteristics of John Whitney, and there can be no doubt that this year's winner has displayed all those characteristics. Have the most wonderful evening, John Bradford." Before I announce who has actually won this award, may I ask the Mayor if he would join me on stage, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, 80 plus years of hospital radio. What a fantastic achievement. But how many in the audience can remember when it was the wireless? No? Nobody. I must be getting old. The John Whitney Award this year goes to Andy Swain, Radio Link.
Radio Link broadcasts to Derby City General Hospital, Derbyshire Children's Hospital, Derbyshire Royal Infirmary, and the Nightingale Macmillan Continuum Care Unit. Congratulations to Andy Swain.
Having seen so many people up here, over the years. I'm stunned. Thank you very much.
Congratulations to Andy Swain from Radio Link. Thank you very much indeed, Lord Mayor. Thank you, Dave Nicholson. And thanks to the Radio Academy.